WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My guest is Anton Corbijn, director of the film Control, which has just come out on DVD. It's based on the life of Ian Curtis, the lead singer of the post-punk band Joy Division. Curtis killed himself in 1980. Your film Control is shot in black and white. So were the photos that you took of Joy Division when you photographed the band.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you want to shoot the movie in black and white?
Well, purely because everything you remember of Ian Curtis and of Joy Division is in black and white. The reason I photographed him in black and white was not only because it was my favorite way of taking photographs, and I was very bad at color pictures anyway. But it was also because in those days you've shot, of course, with film, which I actually still do, I like to say. And the only people or magazines that were interested in publishing anything on Joy Division were all printed in black and white. So consequently, every photographer that ever shot Joy Division would put a black and white film in the camera because that was the only way they could sell a photograph. It was not till Ian's death, when they had a hit with Love Tears Apart, that the color magazines, which was a very different world at the time than black and white magazines, were getting interested in Joy Division. But then, of course, nobody had a color picture of Joy Division. So for that reason, not because of my own aesthetics, but for that reason, I felt black and white was the correct way to shoot this film. Even their own output, the two albums, Closer and Unknown Pleasures, were black and white images.
So in shooting black and white, was there anything special you did to get the black and white tones that you wanted?
Well, it doesn't look like my photography, although the blacks do, and I always like very deep blacks in my photography. But I never use lights, and of course in the film we did lighting, so for me it looks quite different than my photography. We shot in color because the black and white films that exist didn't give us a lot of option. They were very, very grainy. And it's one thing to have grain in a still photograph, but if you have grain on film, it just becomes another element where you have to deal with when you look at the film. So we went for color shooting and then transferred it to black and white.
Well, you went on to take photographs of a lot of bands, do a lot of videos, a lot of album covers,
mm-hmm.
Metallica, U2, Bryan Adams, Johnny Cash's Delia's Gone video. Nick Cave, yeah.
Depeche Mode, I did 20 videos for, I know.
You know, it's funny, album jackets shrunk when CDs took over and replaced vinyl. And now that downloads are taking over from CDs, I mean, you know, you can choose to download the cover art or you could choose to not bother, but
it's not
the same. And, you know, videos certainly don't have the prominent place that they used to, even on MTV. So do you feel like the visual part of music that you professionally came of age with is disappearing?
Well, it's definitely different. And you know, I'm old-fashioned, I think. You know, I'm romantic. Because I still like vinyl more and more so. I like the sound of it, I like the look of it, I like the way you open an album, everything about it. And you can see that actually in the first scene in Control, where Ian comes home having bought A Lead Insane by David Bowie. And that's the event of the week. You know, you come home with your record, you go to the bedroom at your parents' place, you take the record out of the bag and you look at it, you read everything. It all has a meaning, you know. It was something that gave meaning to life. Now, of course, for young kids, there is so much else to do and everything is available at all times. You know, it doesn't have that same meaning in life anymore. And I realize that it's changed.
Do you have a favorite of the album jackets that you've done? I know doing album jackets hasn't been your favorite thing, but you've done your share.
Yeah, no, I'm proud of some. I'm happy to say, but I did well over 100, I'm sure, 150 or so. But some, of course, brought my work to many more places, and one of those was definitely the Joshua Tree by U2. As was Achtung Baby. I think they were quite significant album sleeves for me. The Depeche Mode albums I also design, and I do the I make the logos and all these things. So they're important for me as well as a place to play and try things. And so there's a couple there that I like a lot.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Anton Corbijn directed the film Control. It's just come out on DVD.